Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's denying accusations it fired military-grade lasers at U.S. planes landing at an American airbase in Djibouti. Wang Chengying, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, told reporters, "I can't tell you after their strict verification. We have told the U.S. side that what they have alleged is absolutely untrue." In response, China did not explain why the U.S. claims are untrue or directly deny that they had employed lasers in Djibouti, where China recently opened a new logistics and military base. Why China would attempt to injure U.S. pilots or possibly cause their aircraft to crash is not clear. Pressed by reporters Friday on Air Force One about his upcoming summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, President Trump declined to reveal specifics.
The trip is being scheduled. We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it soon.
Before leaving the White House, Mr. Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are in constant contact, and discussions also have included the release of three Americans held by Pyongyang. They were separately detained in 2017. Burundi has announced a six-month ban on broadcast by The Voice of America and the BBC 2 weeks before the country votes in proposed amendments to the Constitution, including changes in presidential term limits. The ban was announced by Burundi's National Communications Council, which accused VOA and the BBC of breaching law, regulating the media, and engaging in unethical conduct. This is VOA News. More than